when I look at the state of the world.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is the third Sunday of Advent.
And we are so glad that you have joined us, because today we have a special message. It's special in the fact that when Janelle and I prepare what we're going to share, we don't share with each other ahead of time. Except for the moment we turned on the camera this time, we looked down at the notes and realized out of everything that St. Alphonsus has written today, we have highlighted exactly the same paragraph, exactly the same sentences, and it skipped the exact same lines. So, what does the Lord have in store for us today? Let's see.
You have no grounds for being sad anymore, says St. Leo, on account of the sentence of death fulminated against you, now that life itself is born for you. Nor is there any lawful room for sadness when it is the birthday of life.
So why did this stand out to you?
Well, I just thought the line, the birthday of life. Yeah, like how can you be sad? You know, and because it was on this day that our salvation has been, you know, born.
On Sunday, we celebrate that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I just think, you know, we are so far better off than we deserve. I think we need to remember that, because we just have to remember, think about Christ and what he's done for us, even in his birth and in his life and in his resurrection. And then we just can't help but be grateful.
Mm-hmm. He says there's no grounds for being sad. Mm-hmm. I tend to find lots of grounds for being sad. I have a pessimistic mindset sometimes.
I think you kind of make yourself seem way worse than you are. And or maybe that's more in your brain, because you don't let it come out.
My mind. Maybe it's my brain too. But it's the, maybe you can relate. A lot of this doesn't come out in words, but it's this interior grumbling, this interior complaining. And here's just, I'll share with you personally about some of the things I struggle with, where I find grounds to complain. When I look at the state of the world, particularly some of the COVID restrictions, lockdowns we experienced, not to get into details, but I look at that. I look at the state of the world and I get angry. I get frustrated. It steals my peace. Whereas I have infinitely more reasons to be grateful. And as I reflected upon this today, I realized at the end of my life, I'm not going to be judged by the state of the world. I will be judged by the state of my soul. I have very little control over what happens in the world, but I do have control over what happens inside me. And that is what I'm responsible for. That doesn't mean that I don't work for justice. It doesn't mean I try and do the right things in the world to affect change. It's not what I'm saying. And so I must remember that I'm not going to be judged by the state of the world. I will be judged by the state of my soul at the moment of death.
Great has been man's sin, but greater, says the apostle, has been the gift of redemption.
Because Jesus has infinitely repaired the damage done by our sin. In another place, St. Alphonsus writes that one drop of blood would have been enough to redeem all of mankind. Just one drop. But Jesus doesn't give one drop. He gives his entire life. So infinitely more reasons not to stand on the ground of complaining, but to stand on the ground of rejoicing and thanksgiving. That's my lesson.
I love how St. Alphonsus has a really great way of kind of like putting us in our place. And you know, it's kind of easier to hear it from him than like somebody like him. So I really appreciate this. And this is what he says. Let us imagine a person suspended over a great precipice by a cord held by another. Surely, he would constantly cry out to the person who supports him, hold fast, for God's sake, do not let go. We are all in danger of falling into the abyss of every crime if God does not support us. Hence, we should constantly beseech him to keep his hand over us and to secure us in all dangers. I just feel like it's a great reminder that we are completely, completely reliant on God. And I think, I don't know if it was St. Therese, but she just said something like, Lord, keep your hand upon me, for as soon as you remove your hand, I will surely betray you. And I feel like that's me too. We can do absolutely nothing without God's help.
In fact, I did a video on that a number of months ago called Hanging by a Thread. So it's interesting that this stood out to you. But that image of just being dangled over top, we're hanging there, and that the Lord is the one who holds us, he suspends us, he sustains us. And ever since that video that I did, I say a prayer in the morning, very similar to what you have said. Lord, keep your hand upon me, otherwise I will surely betray you.
Oh, how much more are we bound to thank God for having brought us into life after the coming of the Messiah. How did the prophets and the patriarchs of the Old Testament long to see the Redeemer born? But for all that, during the space of 4,000 years, they had not the happy lot to see the Messiah born. We, however, have had this happiness. But what are we doing? Do we know how to love this amiable Redeemer?
I want you to think back to the Old Testament times of how the people of God would atone for their sins. On the Day of Atonement, the high priest would go into the temple, the Holy of Holies, and he would make a sacrifice there. And that sacrifice would be to atone for the people. And they had to do this yearly. Now we have Jesus, the Messiah, the high priest, who is also the victim. He offers himself in atonement for our sins. And this is done once, and it's done for all. It doesn't have to be repeated over and over and over again. He does this once and for all on Calvary. But then at Mass, this sacrifice is made present to us. How are we to love God? St. Alphonsus asks, well, by going to Mass, where the sacrifice that takes away the sins of the world is made present to us, and we get to receive Jesus. How much more reasons do we have to be thankful? In fact, remember what the priest says. Pretend I'm the priest. You're the person sitting in the pew. Okay? The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. Our duty and our salvation. So we proclaim at Mass, it's right and just, our duty and salvation, to give thanks to God. The most perfect way we do that, friends, is through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Friends, thanks for watching today. Please comment below what stood out to you and why. The length of the rosary will be right up there, and we will see you
tomorrow.